mayors across the Wellington region are hoping to strike a water deal with the government. Under National's Local Water Done Well plan, Auckland Council has unanimously voted to separate its finances from Watercare. Local Government Minister Simeon Brown says this will allow the water entity to borrow more money to invest in infrastructure. Councils from Horowhenua, Kapiti, Wairarapa and the Hutt Valley, Porirua and Wellington City are meeting this Friday to discuss a regional water deal. Former Wellington Mayor Dame Kerry Prendergast will chair the meeting and joins me now. Tēnā koe, what's your reaction initially to the water deal in Auckland?
Well, good morning. Well, in fact, it's good afternoon. Look, I think it was essential that a deal was done with Auckland to help smooth what a significant investment over a longer period of time. It makes sense, and I'm really pleased for Mayor Wayne Brown that he's managed to do that deal.
And so then looking towards a greater Wellington region, what would a water deal look like in this little here?
So first of all, Charlotte, we are only having our first meeting on Friday. We're going to be signing an MOU, or the mayors will all sign an MOU, which is about working together as the regulations, which have not yet been drafted or has anybody seen them, which are due the middle of the year, and more regulations next year. This is about working together to agree what a structure might look like to deliver water, the three waters in this region. Once we've got an agreed package and a structure, that is the time we would go to government and say, looking out over the next 10 years, is this affordable? No, it's not. Can we talk to you about a deal?
So you're very early stages at this point. Are you expecting all mayors to get on board?
At this stage, the mayors are all on board and there are pull-out points, but I'm hopeful that they're all going to stay the distance. There's been a very clear message from this government that they don't want small councils going it alone. There is benefits of scale. So working together and coming up with a package to invest in what is significant asset management needs for this region is absolutely critical. I'm pretty confident this region has heard the message. They've read the tea leaves. They know if they don't do something, it'll be done to them. They're facing a local government election at the end of next year. I think I'm going to find they want to work together and come up with what would be the second deal after Auckland.
You won't have the details on this, but in a general sense, what could a deal like this look like for ratepayers, or how would it affect ratepayers?
Look, we don't have the detail, but what we do have in the Wellington region is areas that probably need more investment than others, areas that already have water meters and others don't. So I think what we'll be seeing is some bottom lines around affordability and around equitable funding solutions, so that ratepayers won't see that there's cross-subsidisation happening. That is really complicated when you're pulling together this many local authorities and convincing ratepayers that they're all going to have their assets looked after appropriately and prioritised appropriately.
So what's the to-do list for Friday? By the end of the meeting, what do you hope to come out with?
So by the end of the meeting, we'll be having introductions. They should all know each other pretty well, and I've been getting around meeting them all. They're going to sign the MOU, and they've all been that's all been signed off by their council, so that shouldn't be a problem. They're delegated to do that. There's then going to be a work program set out. So just what are the steps to be achieved over the next year? So they will be workshopping that and understanding that work's been done by their own technical staff, by their chief executives, and what they're now being exposed to. Is this politically going to look okay?
And just to be clear, at what point would this deal that doesn't yet exist in a substantial form be presented to the government?
Look, I would hope we'd have a pretty clear way forward towards the end of this year. So say we're at the beginning of the process. We want it, and certainly the majority of the mayors I've talked to want this deal sorted out by mid-next year. So I would hope that we'll be keeping government informed and going back looking for any extra support that we might need along the lines of an Auckland deal towards the end of this year. So they've got time to work on it.
Will you have anyone from government at the meeting on Friday, central government?
No, they've been before. There was a workshop, I think maybe 6 weeks ago, and the Minister of Infrastructure and the Minister of Local Government were both there, and they were very clear in their message to the local mayors that they had to do something.
Mm. Tēnā koe, thank you for coming on the show. That is former Wellington Mayor Dame Kerry Prendergast, who is chairing a meeting on Friday of the wider Wellington Regional Councils to discuss a water deal.